She's the International Executive Director of the Nonviolent Peace Force, and she connected with us and wanted to come here. We have the most active NP chapter in the country, and she'd been here a few years ago when she was the head of the South Sudan project. She was country director there, so she wanted to come back again. So we're delighted that she's coming.
And I know she's been extensively involved in the efforts in the Sudan region, hasn't she?
Yes, she was there for several years, and she's very educated, very committed to what she's doing, and then she was chosen to be the executive director. And she also was in Syria before she was in South Sudan.
Tell us about the Nonviolent Peace Force. What exactly is the mission of this organization?
Well, the efforts are to increase awareness, to offer about nonviolent conflict resolution. The focus is about unarmed civilian protection and working to help with refugees and other people who are in conflict areas in the world, to try to help people work together within their own community to build a local capacity so that people can solve their own problems. But NP is there to offer support and to teach how to be nonpartisan and how to communicate with people who are in very different perspective from each other, and yet learn to be able to communicate together and to work through conflicts.
So what are you hoping to hear from Tiffany when she visits Midland?
Well, she'll be speaking, of course, about her work, and she will also be talking about the connection between climate change issues, such as the drought that has been in Syria and the in also South Sudan, they've suffered with that, and how that connects with conflicts that arise. And so she'll be dealing with many different kind of issues, but the wanting to connect with people who have connections with climate change, and so that whole sense of trying to increase the awareness of what NP does and to increase the awareness of how climate change in the world is such a serious issue in terms of conflicts.
So if people are interested in hearing her speak, how can they get involved?
Well, they can come to Creative 360 in Midland on Monday, May 15th. It starts at 6:30 in the evening. There's no charge to come. We welcome many, many people to come because part of our goal is to increase the awareness in this area of Michigan. It's slowly growing, and so we are very excited that new people will come and that people who have supported NP for years will continue to come and learn more about the latest work of NP.
Well, Jean, thank you so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.